B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Good morning. Happy Tuesday across the Delaware Valley. Happy Tuesday, May the 26th. Hope everyone had a glorious Memorial Day weekend. It felt very restful. It seemed like it was a success everywhere. So hopefully everybody had a great, healthy, and enjoyable and restful, safe Memorial Day weekend. I did nothing. I drank a lot. Watched German football, German soccer. I watched a lot of Homeland and threw a lot of BP to the kids. So that was kind of my weekend in a nutshell. But a lot of fun and just nice and restful and did some writing. So it was a very peaceful kind of stint. We come back with hope after Memorial Day weekend. We come back with immense hope because it looks like all these leagues are nearing a return date. NHL and the NBA seem like it's going to happen. That come July, looks like somewhere mid-July, you'll get both the NHL and the NBA playoffs. That's what it appears to be. Interesting. You know, guys, I don't know. It's so funny, but I kind of get excited talking about the NBA and the NHL returning. And thinking about, oh, man, it's going to be, that'll be a lot of fun. It'll be playoffs, it'll be wall to wall. And I've kind of forgotten baseball. Now, the owners are going to provide the players with a new proposal today. There's going to be supposedly some deferred money involved, that sort of thing. So they're going to come up with a new proposal today. I got to tell you, I'm so sour with those guys. Now, again, I hope they come back, and I've watched my share of KBO. I actually like the Korean baseball organization. But all that said, I'm resentful to these guys. I still think about it. Like, I'd forgotten about them and just because they weren't in the news, right? Like, there's no kind of movement. You hear about any NHL, you hear about the NBA constantly. Now, granted, they're about the playoffs, and those players got paid for most of their season. So it's about the playoffs, but they have handled the crisis so much better than Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball, just scoundrels. And I kind of put it out of my head. I mean, quite frankly, we ran a poll, and if I get Major League Baseball, I mean, if I get NHL and NBA playoffs and I get my NFL, which I think is a block. The NFL seems to be a lock. Ownership, Ross in Miami, said over the weekend that the NFL, it's just a matter of, is it going to be fans or no fans? So we're going to get football, man. And we're already, you know, we're starting now and we're into June. And before you know it, you know, we got to have camp. Man, camp's gonna be here, and we'll have NBA and NHL to take us to camp and through the season. So, quite frankly, I don't even care now about baseball. Part of me wants them to leave and not come back this year. Like, don't even come back, just to spite them, and hopefully it jars some sort of sense into both of these groups. Good morning, Tunis.
I want them to come back, Anthony.
I know you do.
I'm dying.
I know you do. I'll be honest with you. I kind of hate them right now.
I mean, I don't blame you.
I kind of do. All kidding aside, I'm resentful, and I just don't like those people. I don't think they're good people, man. I just don't. I just think, you know, by and large, and I understand the players' plight, and I get it, but it's just the same old nonsense with that sport.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame
and those
you.
People who run it. And quite frankly, if I got NBA and NHL, I'm not going to miss it. I love it. I do. I mean, I don't want it to go away forever. I just want these sides to have a wake-up call that, you know what? America doesn't miss you. And that's an issue. Like, I want that message to come across to them.
Yeah, and I wonder if it does with this new proposal, right? Because obviously the players aren't going to play unless they're getting, I don't know. I don't know if it's 100% of the money or if at least 75. Obviously, they didn't like the 50-50 or whatever the exact percentage was. But if you're the owners and you saw the outrage, not only from the players, but the way that people reacted, the everyday people, the sports fans reacted, like you and I and all the callers, all the people that we've talked to, with such outrage, right? Like, it was people who were angry, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I mean, think about how the – listen – and I understand the difference. I already said the difference between the NHL and the NBA and Major League Baseball. However, it never felt like business as – it never felt as though they were blind to everyday life for the society. You know what I'm saying? It felt like they had a degree of empathy. I don't know. Maybe not. But it feels like the NBA and NHL – have a clue is my point.
Yes. No, you're right. And they're doing everything right. I mean, have you heard somebody complain yet about the NBA or NHL? Not only a player, but us as the fans. Like, they want to get back, and they're going to try to make sure that everybody's safe when they do it. And the players all seem to be on board, the coaches, the managers, the owners. Everybody seems to be on board in both of those sports. You don't hear any back and forth. The only sort of grouse I heard was from, I believe it was the Tampa Bay Lightning's GM, because he was upset with the potential of the playoff format, because it's, I don't know what he was complaining about, but they'll probably lose in the first round like they do all the year, so who cares? But that's probably the one complaint that I've heard. Other than that, NBA, NHL, as soon as they can start, they're ready to go.
Yeah, and they've been really cognizant of the plight of man right now, right? Like, they don't understand, like, they are sensitive to come across with tests. They're sensitive, like, they're sensitive to all of what society's going through. I just feel like baseball's the opposite. And baseball, I mean, you know, let's face it, man, baseball has been that. Like, we love the game, right? We associate the game with Memorial Day weekend and July 4th and the whole thing. And baseball, summertime, man. You know, Memorial Day weekend is kicks off summer.
Oh, yeah, it was killing me yesterday.
Right?
Like, it was killing me.
You know, baseball, and me as a sucker, I thought baseball would come back and more people would be into it, and it would be like it would almost be like the port in the storm, and it would be symbolic that baseball would be the first back July 4th weekend, right? Like, it would really be that way. And I just feel like they're creeps, man. You know, and again, I'm painting with a broad brush, and I don't mean everybody, but, you know, by and large, the people that run it, the people that play it, I just think they're so disenfranchised from us.
Yeah, and it's sad, because you're right. The whole Memorial Day, I mean, you know, that's a baseball weekend. It really is, right? There's still playoffs going on, but it's you know, you're sitting at back. You have the day off Monday. There's games all day starting at, you know, there's some 12:30 first pitches, but there's a lot of 105s, and then you have the 4 o'clock games, and it's all baseball on Memorial Day Monday. But you didn't have that yesterday. Obviously not because of the back and forth, more so because of the pandemic, of course. But they don't seem to be coming close, right? They don't seem to be. Like, NBA, NHL, it's July, 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 July. Baseball, it's, oh, well, they were thinking about doing July 2nd, but they still haven't agreed to anything, and it's already May 26th. So if they don't agree today's proposal, if they don't agree to this, remember, they wanted to do the quote-unquote spring training mid-June. If they don't have an agreement by June 1st, are they going to think of something in the next 2 weeks to then start spring training, then get ready to play July 2nd? The further this goes along, the more of a chance there's no season at all.
And I think the more that happens and the longer it goes on, the less people are inclined to care. Like, whatever. You know, listen, we missed opening day. We missed Memorial Day weekend. You know, that, you know, like you said, yesterday is a day full of baseball, right? Well, we missed it, you know, and we found all things to do. And that's what the scary thing is. Like, I missed sport. There was no sports yesterday. I found myself Sunday watching the German soccer, Bundesliga, and I liked it. I got to tell you, boy, more and more, I'm watching it. I hate to say it. There's, like, a great match today. Bayern Munich. Like, I'm like, all right, you know. And it feels like Sunday morning I had it on. I was like, wow, man, it feels like a game. I that's how much I miss sports. And baseball just lets you down. It just does. It's unbelievable how much they let you down and how often.
Yeah.
Like, think about the people that run this sport, right? Think about what has happened under their watch. If it's not juice balls, it's juice players. If it's not stealing signs and cheating, it's the analytics and the painful just play that you see. I mean, it's one thing after another to just really soil the game.
Yeah, they had to literally create, in my opinion, some bogus rules just to try to speed up the game because it's getting too long.
I know, clocks. Yeah, get the hell out. I mean, it's...
And like, the pitching clock is bogus because they have it set to, like, 25 seconds. Pitchers are normally ready within 25 seconds. If you really want to implement a clock, you got to put it at, like, 15.
And you know what the bottom line is? Like, we're sports nuts, and we're there. But as long as what the owner of the Dolphins said, as long as you get football, that's all people care about.
Yep. Man.
They were like, great, we got NFL. And you know, NFL, there is no, they're playing. It's social distancing, be damned. Whatever it is, you know, they'll build a bodysuit that you wear under your uniform. Whatever it is to make sure those games get played, that's going to happen.
Right, and you know, if you tell the masses, hey, you're not going to get any sports until September 13th, but it's Eagles-Redskins opening kickoff, 1 o'clock, people are going to be like, all right, I can find stuff to do until then.
Yeah.
Like, they're okay with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, that's awesome, because we love football that much.
Right.
But that is also, like, basketball.
But it should be a wake-up call for Major League Baseball.
Yes, exactly.
That's my point. It's like, I want to give a proposal today. You know what? Go scratch.
Yeah, if you don't agree, it's May 26th already.
Yeah.
June is 4 days away.
Like, nobody's waiting with bated breath. Like, other than hardcore people like us, does people even know about proposals? Do they even care? They're worried about paying their rent, paying their mortgage. They give a rat's ass about some proposal. Get the hell out of here. They don't care a lick about that. All right, but we got lots to do. I heard the greatest thing. I loved it over the weekend.
All right.
I need you to guess it. All right?
That should be easy.
Really?
No.
all right. I thought it was pretty obvious.
Oh, was it a bird outside?
No, but you had to watch something to hear it. All right?
I got it.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome, right?
Yep.
I knew you would get it. All right, 610-632-0975. We got a playback today. Today we celebrate Eagles quarterbacks. Yeah, we're going to celebrate the quarterbacks this week.
How's everyone doing?
In our playback. So we'll do that.
I'm embarrassed.
I also have, I'm curious about who we are as a fan base. And I want to talk a lot about heartbreak today. It's 'cause radio with the Chewiness just getting started on a Tuesday after Memorial Day. Great to be back. Great to talk to you. Talk to you coming up next, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. All right, let me read you this. Stephen Ross on CNBC this morning. Quote, real question is, will there be fans in the stadium right now today? We're planning to have fans in the stadium. Oh, that would be outrageous. Stephen Ross, who's the owner of the Dolphins, he said the NFL is hoping. He said it plans to play its full 16-game slate. Quote, we all miss our sports. The NFL, I think, will be ready to go. I know we're looking forward to it. I know I am. So they're doing some mock-up stuff about how they could have some social distancing in the seats. So kind of configurating what we want to, what they'll do as far as, you know, could it be a quarter full or, you know, 40% full with the allotted of using the social distancing platform layout for the stadium. I know they're doing the same thing at Ohio State in the Big House of Michigan. So they're all like kind of playing that out. Listen, you're playing football, man. That's all that matters. Play some football. It would be great if fans were there because you do miss it. Like, you know, I can tell you from watching the soccer, it actually makes a difference with the piped in fan. I got to tell you, Tunis, now I don't know how you feel, and I know you're not a soccer guy, but it worked for me.
Did it?
The piped in sound. Anybody who watched the German league, the German soccer, did you see, if you saw it, what you thought of the piped-in sound? Because I can tell you, it felt better. It did. It made a difference to me.
See, I don't. That's interesting.
You don't know that it's piped. And again, the home team, you know, you got to do it for, you know, you got to be able to play it for how it would do, like if you, like when they had it scoring a goal. You know?
Did they have ambient sound like the entire time?
Yeah.
Okay.
It worked. I gotta be honest with you. I liked it.
I'm not anti fake crowd noise. It's just what I've been watching the KBO, I've been totally fine with whatever they got.
I think baseball, listen, you're used to baseball. I mean,
you don't hear the crowd until a home run happens. My God. Or
I mean, all you got to do is watch the Marlins. There's no fans there. You know?
Well, I got that band now. That's annoys the crap out of me.
But you know what I'm saying? Right?
Yeah, so, it's just quiet. There's no crowd noise.
You know, I don't know. I think it's good. I think it's good in that sense.
So you look at it like, okay, you'll be okay with no fans, but it's better even if it's a fake crowd noise.
Yeah.
Obviously, you go, I want fans versus no fans, but you're okay with no fans as long as there's that fake crowd noise.
For NFL, I think you need it.
Yeah, that would probably be the weirdest one, NFL not having any fans.
I think you need it. I do. I think you need it. I think that's a big deal. I think it's a big deal to have. I can't imagine a quiet NFL game.
Yeah, I'm thinking of college football too, like the whiteout of Penn State. Like, imagine that.
You can't, right?
You can't do the whiteout. You just have the white shirts on the seats, but nobody's there.
Right. I'm telling you, I think that's the move. I think that's the move. Quite frankly.
Yeah, I mean, if it sounds real, you know, if you close your eyes and it sounds legit, go for it.
You know?
Basketball will be weird because it's... You know,
you can't... Like, again, baseball works in a quiet stadium.
Yeah.
Basketball's weird.
Basketball's
hockey, I gotta tell you, I think hockey... Like, basketball, at least, you have the squeaking of the sneakers. Like, any playoffs is going to feel weird because of the lack of fans. But, like, you know, think about NCAA tournament. The fans are meaningless, the NCAA tournament.
Right.
Right? The crowd, first of all, they're playing in domes. The crowd is completely non-existent. You don't hear a roar at an NCAA.
No. No, because there's not enough fans of one team there.
Exactly. So, basketball, I'm all right. Hockey will be weird with no fans. I mean, just hearing the whoosh of the skate on the ice, it would be strange. I almost think hockey, you need piped in sound.
Yes, I think.
Is that weird?
I think you're right, because I'm just thinking of this.
Shooting, he scores!
Exactly.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Like, how do you have a goal horn with no fans? Right. And you can't have a goal without a goal horn. Right? The whole idea of the light. Right.
Yes.
The red light.
Now I'm thinking of the quarterbacks, you know, when they're near their own end zone and they're at home and they have to quiet down the crowd. You know, you can see them waving their arms
exactly.
down. You're not doing that.
Come on. You got to have it. Right?
When you see the cornerback that's waving his arms up because he wants the crowd to get louder, there's no crowd.
I mean, I got to tell you, I got to be honest with you, I need it.
I don't. I can get by a year without it.
Really?
Yes.
The piped in's better. I'm telling you.
All right, no, I'm fine with a piped in crowd, but like I'm saying I'm okay with no fans for a year.
Listen, dude, if you could play it, I'm in. Right? You play it, we're good. But I'm telling you, man, it's a big deal. It's a big deal here. Like, just the quiet, it takes a lot out of you. All right. So let me ask you. I heard something, and it's funny because the text board and Twitter blew up. Everybody has it, so it's not that big a deal. So tell me what you got.
I'm going to guess it's from a golf tournament.
Correct.
These aren't the Falcons you're playing against. Tigers are pretty good closer.
Same colors, though.
And
it's the Eagles that I cringe, bro, not the Falcons.
Was it that?
Dude, that is the greatest. The greatest. The greatest. My man Tony Coppola, he hit me up on the text board over the weekend. Because you hear that? You hear that? How awesome is that?
That makes me feel so great. It just warmed my entire body and soul this weekend.
It is the best. Now listen, we grouse with the best of them. But I almost want to call Howie and say, dude, take a bow.
You did this.
Right? Take a bow. That was awesome. Awesome. Why do I love that so much? Why do we love it?
Why do we love it?
Yeah.
Well, it's obviously the first,
like, the
Super Bowl, but it's... Yeah.
No, But you know what it is? It's the greatest quarterback, the GOAT.
Yeah.
He hates us the most.
Yes. He cringes at the Eagles.
Oh, my God. One more time, Judas.
These aren't the Falcons you're playing against. Tigers are pretty good closer.
Same colors, though.
And
it's the Eagles that I cringe, bro, not the Falcons.
That is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh, my God. I love it, Judas. Oh, I love it.
Well, because it paints Philadelphia in a good way, too. You know, it's again, like you just said, it's the greatest of all time. Not only cringing the Eagles because maybe they hit him a couple times in the game. No, it's because he lost.
Yes.
On a big stage, he lost. And it was to Nick Foles, which, you know, I'm sure Tom Brady feels a certain type of way about that. Right? There's no doubt in my mind that Tom Brady, when he hears the name Nick Foles, he doesn't just go, oh, yeah, that's the quarterback that beat me. He goes, oh, my God, that guy beat me? That backup quarterback beat me? We love Nick Foles for what he did, but you know Tom Brady feels a certain type of way.
Yeah, but it's not even it's the Super Bowl, but it's years. The Eagles have come up big against him.
Yes. Yes, they have.
They've had some wins.
Chip Kelly. I don't think they scored a touchdown on offense. It was all like special teams and defense.
So do you remember a game? This game was, Eagles were a big underdog. They were playing up at Foxborough, and it had to be 06, 05. I'm trying to remember when the Giants won the Super Bowl. I think it was 06. Remember when they got hot, they won the Super Bowl? Spags was the defensive coordinator.
The Giants, yeah, that was it was 07, I think, right?
So that year, the Eagles played. New England was ridiculous. Remember? Remember how tough they were? They had Moss.
It was one of the Moss years,
right? They were like unstoppable offensively. So, but the Eagles played them tough, and Spags told me, he goes, dude, he goes, I, like, leading up to playing them, he got some stuff from Jim Johnson watching the tape from that Eagles game. And part of the blueprint came from Jim during that game. And that just goes back to it. He hated facing Jim Johnson Brady. Hated it. That's the ultimate, Andrew.
Yeah, so it was the 2007 season. The Giants beat the Patriots in February of 2008 for the Super Bowl. And the Eagles lost to the Patriots. But the score was, where are we at here? 20. No, it's 31-28. The Patriots won. But it was a 31-28 game.
Yeah, they were probably a 14-point favorite.
That game was in November, late November.
Yes. And I'll never forget that year, right? And I'm talking to Spags, and he goes, it was like before the last game of the season. Now, it was actually during the playoffs because he had learned some stuff then. He goes, I also got some good stuff from Jim. And how the Eagles played that, because they were so potent. And in fact, in that game, I don't know if you had the box score, but from what I remember, the Patriots jumped out to an early lead, like 14-0, something like that.
They went up 7-0, and it was a pick six for Asante Samuel.
Yes.
A.J. Feely was playing quarterback for the Birds.
A.J. was the quarterback, yep.
And then Brian Westbrook tied it. Heath Evans for the Patriots made it 14-7. Eagles actually kept it close. G. Lou then scored to tie it.
Yeah.
And then it was a field goal by Gostkowski. Greg Lewis then took the lead, so they went up 21-17, and then the Patriots ran away after that. Actually, no, Reggie Brown scored a touchdown. They took a late lead, and the Patriots won.
They did. They did take a late lead.
At Lawrence Maroney with a rushing touchdown to win it.
Wow! Out of what school?
Oh, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
Come on, Judas.
Ohio State.
Close, Big Ten. Minnesota.
Oh, how about that?
Golden Gophers. Wow. That's a great bust out, man. Maroney.
They sacked Brady three times that game. So maybe that's where, Spags got some ideas.
He did. I mean, he told me all that leading up to the Super Bowl.
Brady threw 54 times that game. 34 for 54, 380 yards and a touchdown. One touchdown pass.
Jeez. That's amazing. All right, let's get to the phones. Who we got?
Corey in Boyertown.
Corey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Corey.
Yo, cuz. Yo, the Tunis. What's going on?
What's up, my brother?
Not much. Was watching some Bundesliga this weekend.
You did too? Did you see how they piped in the fans?
Yeah, I didn't even really notice it until you pointed it out. But, like, there was the constant, like, horn in the background and
yes,
just the rumbling, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so I definitely, it was kind of weird because you could see there was no one there, but you could hear it. It was one of those things, if you didn't think about it, it just seemed like a normal game.
If
that makes sense.
Yes, that's exactly how I felt. Because I'm watching him going, wait, something's different. And I'm hearing the crowd, and it was like they scored. Somebody scored. I'm like, wow. And there's cheering. I'm going, wait a second. And then you realize that they're piping in the crowd noise.
Yeah, it was Augsburg versus, I forget the other team. Big game on today. I'm a big Premier League fan to begin with, so this is great, just having something on that's live and competitive, so it's just good to watch something on to keep the mind busy.
It's funny, you're so right. I'm not the biggest soccer fan, but I gotta tell you, that's elite soccer too. Like, they're incredible. I mean, but watching Bayern, there's a good match that Bayern, Munich, and Dortmund is today.
Yeah,
they're the two best teams. That's great. That's like elite. That's like watching Patriots and Eagles.
Yeah,
type of thing.
Yeah, the Germans go crazy. They got a ton. I mean, you watch some of these games. Their fans are insane. They're basically like a bunch of Eagles fans just. The whole country wide, Got to share one more thing too. Your guys, I love when you give the TV, the Netflix suggestions. Me and my wife have been absolutely hooked on Homeland after you were talking about it the one day.
Dude, I got to tell you, I was watching. I'm almost, it's through season four, right?
Yeah.
Where are you up to?
Same deal. One and two were amazing. Three and four kind of dipped off a little, but this one's getting better than I think three was.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you, I don't know how I missed it. It was one of those shows. Like, how did I miss the show?
You always heard about it. Right.
Like, I don't know who's here. And what's funny? And I know why. Because it's sports, right? We're so used to watching games that you don't have time to watch somebody. Some of these shows just kind of fall through the cracks.
Right.
That show's sensational, man.
Yeah, you need time to dedicate to get into it. But it doesn't take long. This season one definitely hooks you right in and gets you going. We're addicts already.
My God. It's great, man. Yeah. It is tremendous. Hey, did you see 000?
No, I don't think so. Not yet. Is that like a national security-type-based show?
So you got to watch it. It's about a shipment of cocaine that starts in...
I already love it.
In Mexico, right? In Monterey, and it goes to Calabria. And there's an American shipping company that ships the cocaine. It's outrageous.
Like a thriller type.
It's tremendous. You got to watch it, all right?
Add it to the list.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys. Stay safe.
You got it, brother. Take it easy, my man. Yeah. It was funny. I was talking. I went for a run this morning with Tooch, right? And we were talking. And he says that we were talking about watching shows. And he said his wife, Debbie, says, normally
you'll be watching the NHL. Like, she was talking about missing the NHL. She's like, normally you'll be here watching hockey, and I would be in the other room watching my stuff. But now we're watching shows together.
Yep.
And it's true. Right? It's true. You're watching, we're watching shows now because we would be watching games.
Yeah.
But this Homeland is tremendous. Homeland is, it's an amazing show.
I heard it's absolutely fantastic.
I don't know how I missed it. I mean, it's so well done. It's ridiculously well done. It's real. The characters are amazing. The writing's back is terrific. How they shoot it, it's a great. It was over last week, or about a month ago, the last season. This show's phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
We have some news. This is from Adam Schefter and other reporters as well. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has announced that effective today, all professional sports teams in the state can begin training camps while following necessary health protocols. Now, I wonder, obviously the Sixers are the Philadelphia 76ers, but they train in Camden. So I guess they can technically go back, right?
Yeah.
Their facility's in Camden.
Yes.
So Sixers are, as long as they follow the necessary health protocols, they can get back to work.
Yes.
It's another step closer.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's big time. Big time. All right, 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us. It's Cuz Radio with Junis hanging out on this Tuesday after Memorial Day. Let's talk about the uncles, you know, in these uncertain times. You turn to family, and I turn to the uncles. You turn to Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul over at Family Crest and Dodge Jeep Ram, and they want you to know they are there for you. Their virtual showroom is open and ready for business. Simply shop online from the comfort of your home. They're going to deliver your new vehicle right to your driveway like a pizza. Right now, get 0% financing for 72 months. Make no payments for 120 days. Plus, their service and parts department are open. They're servicing all makes and models, plus sanitizing every vehicle before it's returned to you. Call, chat, visit them today. FamilyAutos.com to make an appointment for your automotive needs. Conveniently located at the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, just a mile north of the airport off of 95 in the Schuylkill. Minutes from all the bridges. You got to go see the uncles. Let me tell you, too. Great deals. Like, I'm ready to deals. Deals. Go there. You need a vehicle. Now's the time. Make a move. Family Crest and Dodge Jeep Ram. You're more than a customer. You know the deal. Your family. And everyone at family, Uncle Greg, Uncle Paul, and Amanda, they look forward to seeing you soon. And don't forget, it's all the deals are available. Select new models to qualify buyers. $13.89 per month per $1,000 finance. Down payment may be required. Delayed payment and interest begins 120 days from the date of the contract. See the uncles for details. The offer expires June 1st, 2020.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, 10:50. You know what's funny? You bring up something. It's the fickleness of art. All right. So I bring up Homeland, and our caller brings up Homeland. And we start talking about it. And then, of course, you have the people that hate it, right?
Oh, yes.
So, like, VG's on the text.
That show sucks.
That show stinks. It stinks. It stinks.
she stinks at it. She overacts. It's, SNL did a parody of it. What the hell do I care about SNL?
We live in such a messed up society where you can't enjoy something without getting heat for it.
Right. Like, if you don't like it, don't watch it. Like, you know what I mean? First of all, I hate Saturday Night Live. I don't watch it. I don't like comedy. So that's just the way I look at it. You know? But, like, all of a sudden, like, VG's got to go at. And I, you know my response is? Dude, why don't you go act and you tell me how easy it is? Right? Like, right away, he rips Claire Danes. And I'm going, like,
I gave him a yo, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, give me yo, dude. It's like when the bartender was ripping Creed. And Rocky goes, why are you ripping him? He's the heavyweight champ of the world. What did you ever do?
You want me to take a shot? All right.
Exactly.
I'll take a shot.
Exactly. Hey, Rock, just because you're unhappy with your life. But I kind of feel the same way. Like, you got to rip her? Why are you ripping her? Right away, we got to rip. Right away, we got to break balls. No matter what it is.
No, you can't enjoy something without hearing it from someone. You really can't.
It's amazing. We're all critics, no matter what. We're all just critics. And listen, I'm the same way.
I was thinking about you yesterday.
There's shows that I watch, or there's shows that people tell me about, I go, I'm out. You know, and I can be the same, you know, hypocrite, and I can be the same hypocritic.
Well, yesterday, so it started with Friday. Remember, Coach added in some of the summertime tunes because of the Memorial Day weekend, and they continued yesterday, and one of the bumpers was the instrumental of a country song. And I was like, oh, I love this song. And then I immediately just went, but nobody else at this station would, especially my man Anthony.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's different, too. Like, I mean, quite frankly, I want to have our own music. That's my next project. Is to have all the bumper music for us. I want it to be from movies. I don't want, let alone a country song. I mean, that's just not my, like, the music should reflect the show, no?
Welcome back, Cuz Radio.
Not just that, stop. Get out.
Hey, the Eagles won the Super Bowl yesterday.
No, stop, man. Come on. You get my point.
Yes, I do.
By the way, quite frankly, during football season, we should have nothing but NFL music.
And that.
Yes. During, it should be part, like, it all should be part of it. The themes from the different, you know, Fox and because, like, you play that, like, I'm in, right? Like, you give me an NBC or even the trumpets from the NFL Network.
I was just about to play the NFL Network. That's one of my favorite ones.
Me too. Yes.
This is, I think, my favorite one.
It's good.
But you're not watching games on the NFL Network, so you rarely hear it. Sometimes they have Thursday night, obviously.
I love that. CBS is good too, though.
Oh yeah.
When it turns, like, it's got that.
I think CBS is underrated because we don't really get that many CBS games. Obviously, we're more Fox.
Yeah. Like that's kind of brooding, you know.
Yes. This makes me think of childhood. I don't know why. Really? It makes me think of a November game where it's cold out. I just came inside from running around with a football in my hand.
It's cold?
Yes.
That's awesome. It's cold. It's cold. We're going to have football, man. That excites me. We're going to have football, Judas.
Yeah, it'll be here before you know it, too. Man, it's almost June.
That's a big deal, man. You're right.
Oh, my God. That's going to be incredible. I got another thing for you I want to throw at you. So today's playback, we're doing, and I'm curious about this, we're doing the quarterbacks. It's nice. We like our doing our themes. Like, themes have been fun. So we're going to be doing great games by Eagle quarterbacks. But it's not what I first asked you. What I first asked you was, do you want to do heartbreak? And your response was?
I don't think we can handle it.
All right. So I want to, coming up, I want to discuss the need for heartbreak and why we should embrace it. All right? And I can already tell you are dubious. I can already tell you got no time for you. You think I'm nuts.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I like reliving the glory days.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't want to relive the painful days.
I know.
I do that when I have like four glasses of whiskey and then I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. All right.
Well, Scott just tweeted in, no thanks. We've seen enough. We don't need to relive it.
All right, I want to dive into this already. We got our first tweet already. It's second into it. First, let me go to Kevin in West Philly. Kev, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You cuz. What's up? What's up?
What's up, Kev? What are you doing, buddy?
Chilling, staying out of the way, trying to stay safe. Hope everybody else doing the same.
How was your weekend?
In the house. Video games, bunch of 2K, video games with the kids, nothing major. But I got a question and a comment. First of all, that Tom Brady thing is telling, because we're not even in a division.
Like,
right? They only played us in the 04 Super Bowl, the Super Bowl that just previous happened. And what, we played them in the regular season every 4 years or something?
Yeah.
Why are we on your mind like that? Because you know y'all cheated us, and there's a little vendetta there. There's something there.
Yes. There is something there. You're so right, man.
Yes. Yes, sir.
I love it. You know what? So. We're in their head, in his head, like, because I hate them. And you're right. Part of it's guilt. Because it took them to cheat to win, and Jim Johnson beats them up, right?
Yes.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yes, they did.
I hate Brady. I got to tell you, I hate that dude. I do. I hate him. I actually find myself with a healthy hate of him.
Yeah, I can't front on him as far as his throws, his talent, but I don't like the guy at all.
Nah.
He can't walk down a Philly block. I don't like him.
Nah.
But that was my comment. My question. Now, after the draft, is everything set in stone? The rosters are the rosters for the most part, besides a few trades here and there. Once the kickoff, and just like y'all said, football's coming. I can get my jerseys off the cleanest plastic and start putting them on again. Do you think our roster stands up against Kansas City? I'm not even saying Dallas. Dallas still got to prove to me the top excellence of the NFL. Roster spot for starter for starter. Do you think, and you can go to basketball too, because basketball's coming back. Do you think the Philadelphia 76ers and Philadelphia Eagles roster stand up to the best teams, player for player, starters?
You know, it's a great
question.
Because
I don't think nobody's beating the Sixers in seven games. I don't think we can lose four games. I don't think it'll be that many more bad games than Tobias Harris or Embiid or Ben Simmons. I don't
really?
Think
you feel good about it.
Bad games, yes. And as far as the Eagles, player for player, our defensive line, offensive line, our linebackers, we don't play three linebackers. We only play two linebackers with another DB, so we're not really worrying about the linebackers. The Eagles, roster spot for roster spot, I don't think nobody messing with us either. I'm not, and our coaches.
I'm not sure about Birds yet.
I got to see the position, guys. I'd feel better. Like, if they added Clowney, I'd feel real good about the beating the Cowboys. I feel better about beating them. Right now, I don't think they're as good as New Orleans. I don't think they're as good as San Francisco.
And bro, why do you say that? Okay, let me ask you one question.
Do you think CeeDee
Lamb can come in and beat Roby Coleman in the slot right now after the experience? Do you think that'll happen? Because we got Darius Slay.
I know. I do. I'm not. Again, I still think they need more pass
Malik
rush.
Jackson, Hargreaves.
No, I love the I love the interior line. I like one more edge guy.
I need to see a little bit more positivity in our Philly sports because player for player on
Sixers. Yeah, I mean, listen, I feel good. Again,
not just y'all. I mess with y'all. I know y'all speak the truth, but I'm talking about Max Kellerman. How can you say Carson Wentz contract messed up our salary cap and all our players got hurt?
Yeah,
they got the same players coming back.
All that ESPN nonsense. And one guy takes one side, the other guy takes the other side, and they argue. And that's the show. I mean, it's not based out of reality. Thanks, brother. Kev, what a pleasure, my man. You're the man. Be safe, buddy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.